Hey there. You're right on time for our next session. You only have one more after this. Are you excited? Well, if you don't feel like you're ready to give up treatment, we can always schedule you for more. It would be with the same timetable and everything. But I would like to go about this the initial way at first, and we can decide from there. You've been taking to this treatment so well. I'm not sure if you'll need any more sessions with me. I know you want them, but wanting and needing something are a little different. You see, I'm giving your subconscious all the tools it needs in order for you to survive and thrive. Now it's just up to your subconscious and your conscious to get on the same page and discuss what you need and what you want. If the communication being set up is healthy, then you're going to be another success story of mine. That's what you wanted, right? Then don't look so sad about it. There's nothing wrong with this working as quickly as it has. All that means is that you picked the right person, right? See? Silver lining. You pick the best person for the job, and now you're being treated at a quick speed. Have you happened to notice yourself giving up more control? That's great to hear. It seems with each passing day, you're getting more comfortable with delegating things. Little by little, giving up aspects of yourself, even if it's just letting someone hold the door for you or pick what songs you listen to. It's really big. It's really important. It's an aspect you're not micromanaging. Focus on that. The little victories, and you'll be having big ones in no time. I'm here to give you the tools to succeed, but you have to apply them so that they actually work. You've been doing such a good job of applying everything I've taught you so far. You found yourself smiling more since you've started seeing me. You feel better now that I'm in your life, don't you? I had a feeling that might happen. In just the few weeks I've known you, you've gotten lighter. Every session with me, a little bit of that overwhelming burden is lifted and shared with me. Any progress in the right direction is good progress. I'm so proud of you. I say it every time you enter here, but I think you need to hear it as often as possible when you're overcoming something like micromanaging. Knowing that you aren't alone helps make the battle easier. Wouldn't you agree? You've been able to come so far. With just a little bit of treatment and a bit of support. I'm excited to see what tomorrow's session brings if you've changed so much in just these past couple ones. In our time together, I've gotten quite attached to you. Not in that way. Just, I think about you. I worry about your well-being, and I hope you're being gentle with yourself. Those kinds of things. I get your homework every night and smile because you're doing everything that's expected of you. You're doing such a good job for me. I'm so proud of you. Just today and tomorrow left. That's all. Then you will no longer have any fear about delegating responsibilities or letting go. Aren't you excited to feel that kind of relief? I'm sure you are. Your life has gotten less stressful since you started coming here. Everything has gotten better the moment I stepped into your life and started to treat you. Now you look forward to coming here, putting on adorable outfits and practically skipping into my office. It's nice to have someone who is so excited to get better. Let's hope that treatment continues into today. Close your eyes for me. Good. Now inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. That's good. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. With every inhale, you feel yourself start to sink. Sinking comes easily for you now. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. Tuning everything out, but my voice is second nature. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. The traffic doesn't bother you. The wind doesn't bother you. All that you hear is my voice. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. You know that whatever comes next is for the best. You don't fight it. Instead, you sink. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. Sinking deeper and deeper, thoughts fleeting and far. My voice swirls around your head. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And hold it. Hold it. Now exhale. 1, 2, 3. Your own thoughts leave an exchange for Dr. Lestrange's voice. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. There is a feeling of safety when you hear my voice. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. Warmness surrounds you as you sink even further, going even deeper. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. That's it. My words appear in front of you as you sink deeper. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. No fear, no stress, only relaxation. You feel good. You feel relaxed. You sink deeper. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. Doing so well for me. Sinking so deeply. Hearing Master's voice instantly puts you at ease. It helps you sink even further. Helps you remember what you're supposed to do for Master. Yeah. Now inhale. 1, 2, 3. And hold it. And now exhale. 1, 2, 3. Good job. So, today's session is going to be a little bit different from normal. See, today is going to be about preparing you for tomorrow. I'm going to be taking it easy on you, darling. Don't say Master isn't nice to you, because I'm taking you into consideration right now. See, tomorrow is going to be a big day for you, and I have plans. Plans that you aren't aware of, and, well, you don't need to be filled in with. You just have to trust that Dr. Lestrange is going to do what is best for you, doll. You understand that Master only wants you to thrive, right? That's my good toy. Doesn't it feel better knowing your purpose? It should feel good. This is your purpose. To submit to those that are superior to you. Submission is pleasure for you, doll. Let me hear you say it. Say, submission is pleasure. That's a good doll for Master. No more thoughts in that cute head of yours. There's only my voice swirling around, telling you the truth, telling you what you need. Yeah. Oh, it was so easy for you to give up your autonomy. You gave it to me because you knew I was going to take care of you. It was easy to give your power to me because I knew that this is what was best for you. Everything that's happening to you is for your own good. You want this, don't you? You want to be a happy and mindless doll for Dr. Lestrange, don't you? Yes, you do. Let me hear you say it. Say, I want to be a doll. That's a good toy. I need to make sure your on and off switch took. If this works, tomorrow you'll finally get my pussy. I've been teasing you with it this entire time, but tomorrow you get it. After 6 complete sessions, you'll finally be able to feel your master's cunt, darling. Isn't that exciting? You'll finally get to see how wet I've been transforming you into a brainless dolly. You'll get to taste it on your own lips and, well, we'll finally be able to put that pretty mouth of yours to good use. I wouldn't have even thought about letting you near me when you first walked in here. You had too many thoughts for my liking. Now that you're an empty-headed toy, I am struggling to keep my hands to myself. Not that I need to. You're my toy, right? Yeah? And toys are meant to be played with, aren't they? Such a good doll for Master. If you can behave yourself one final time with my mouth on you, then you'll have earned my pussy, darling. How does that sound? All you have to do is keep being good for me, okay? Keep being good for me and you'll have earned my pussy, right? Mm-hmm. That's my pretty doll. Looking so cute in your little outfit. Not even hesitating to spread your legs and let me between them when I walk towards you. You make such a slutty toy, darling. It's funny you thought you could be anything but this. Just look at how much happier you are when you aren't in control. You take it so well. It was obvious that you were going to end up a doll for people to fuck. You were the only one too stupid to see it, darling. But that's okay. Yes, it is. Because Dr. Lestrange is here now, and I'm fixing you up, setting you on the proper path. It would have been a shame if a pretty doll like you ended up keeping their autonomy. You're way too pretty to have thoughts, darling. You're meant to be fucked and played with. That's all dolls are really good for. I'm taking my mouth so well. You're feeling good, aren't you? Yeah? Then don't bottle it up, darling. Let me hear how much you're enjoying my mouth. After all, once your anchoring is complete, you won't be getting treats like this often. No. This is something only for when I'm anchoring you. Once this is complete, it's your job to take what I give you and to be grateful for it. And that's all that you have to do as a doll. That's it. Love how you taste. Fuck. Why don't you show me how much you're enjoying this? Let me hear you practice. Show me some manners, doll. Good. Keep going. Use that wrecked voice of yours. You sound so pathetic. I love it. Keep going. You're only making me wetter. It's such a pretty toy for Master, taking my mouth so well. Let everyone hear how loud you can moan, toy. It's so good for master. You feel good, don't you? Enjoying how my tongue swirls around you. Such a nice feeling against my tongue. Remember to stay nice and still. You wouldn't want to start being selfish and asking for things from master, would you? No, you wouldn't, because dolls don't do that. Thinking? That's why you came to me in the first place. Oh. You're so much happier now. No more thoughts. No more power. It doesn't even matter how you got here. All you know is that it feels good and you aren't going back. Not when you can feel like this every day. Having my tongue working you like this. Bringing you closer to coming with every flick of my tongue. Oh. Oh, that's it, darling. Taking me so well. You taste so delicious. I just love how you feel against my tongue. Oh. Doesn't it feel good to give up your power? There's the happiness in submission, isn't there? Yeah. You have never felt better than you do at this moment. You get your pleasure from submission. That's it. That's a good dolly for master. You're just a doll for master to fuck whenever she wants. Oh, that's it, darling. Getting so close. Get right to the edge for me. That's it, doll. Doing such a good job. Getting right to the edge. My mouth feels so good against you. All warm and wet and making you moan. You're so close to coming, aren't you? Why don't you touch your pointer finger to the tip of your nose for me, doll? Good job. Now you can come. You have master's permission to orgasm, darling. Why don't you come for me like a good toy? Mm. Before I bring you up, there are one or two more things I want to mention. They're both in preparation for tomorrow, understand? You are going to do your homework tonight like normal. Then, you are going to pack a small bag that you will be bringing with you tomorrow. It will contain only what you deem essential. Toothbrush, some ID, maybe a few pairs of clothing, I'm not sure. Whatever you think you're going to need to start a new life. This is going to be your last night at your place. Tomorrow, you come home with Master. It's time to start your life as my newest doll. And the rest of your treatments, they can take place in the privacy of my home. I mentioned the other day that I had a room I was getting ready for you, and it is finally complete. The only thing missing is you. Are you excited to come home with me? I'm excited to have you with me. Who knew that having you give up control would lead to you being such a sweet and happy toy for me? I'm so glad I was able to find such an obedient doll underneath all those layers of trying to be in control. Life is better when your thoughts are turned off and you let Dr. Lestrange do everything for you, right? Yeah. And you want to stay like this, don't you? Of course you do, darling. Why would you ever want stress if you don't need it? I'm not going to bring you back up. Not this time. You're going to stay just like this for me. You can go about your day as you always have, but you're going to be under my direct control. You'll stay under my control for the rest of your time if you want me to be honest. You don't need to use your autonomy. If you have any questions or concerns or even a thought, you're going to call Master. That's what a good doll does when they have a question. A good toy knows better than to try to solve things for themselves, and they defer to Master. That's why I'm here. So, if you have any concerns today, what are you going to do, darling? That's right! You're going to call or text me, and I'll tell you what to do. That's what you're going to do from now on, right? That's my doll. So good for me, darling. Make sure you look extra cute tomorrow. It's your final session as well as your first day as a doll. I want you to look and feel your best. Now, why don't you head on out? I'm sure you're itching at the bit to get home and pack your bag. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, darling. Don't be late for Master.